The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, some countries that we like to visit on our holidays at this time of the year are getting a little too hot in the summer. So would you consider a different kind of holiday? Ed Finn is here to tell me about cruise holidays. Ed, good morning to you. You're very welcome.
Hi, Claire.
Before we go on a cruise, you were at the Yodeling Festival the last time I spoke to you. How did it go?
Last weekend, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible. It was just something completely unique and very warm as well. But around 200,000 yodelers from all around Switzerland kind of descended, and I discovered all they've different types, different styles, but the whole city, they were just gathering and they'd all start singing all aside from the main events. So and got
singing
to
or yodeling?
Yodeling. But they kind
so
of
so what did you have to stand there with like a very serious face appreciating
no,
this wonderful
No, they're
yodeling?
Not serious at all. Okay. I mean, when I was getting the plane home on a Sunday morning, they were still all up singing and yodeling. They'd pulled an all nighter. So this is like serious like stuff for them. But it was brilliant. I mean, really now. I mean, and you know, the different types of yodeling from the different cantons. So I didn't realise. I thought it was just all, you know, sound of music, goat herd sort
yeah,
of stuff.
But it sounds different, does it?
Yeah,
like from different places.
Yeah. And they have the tattoo coming on now in July, the military tattoo, which is the second in the world, the music for the bands. So, I mean, and they had the Eurovision there last year. So it's like Festival City over there. Really? Amazing.
That's where it's at. Now, yeah. Cruises. So what type of cruises are we talking about today?
Yeah, so just to give an idea, Claire, like over 37 million people cruised last year, right? Like 2.54, I think, million people from Ireland. So there's loads of different cruises mm-hmm. that you can do from crossing, like I did crossing the Atlantic on a cross. You can do a Mediterranean.
That was
cruise.
Your favourite one, was it? The Atlantic crossing.
No,
Atlantic.
Well, that was a crossing. I was told by a lovely lady on the ship that it's not a cruise; it's a crossing. So I was chastised
yeah.
about that.
A
so I didn't stop
crossing.
Anywhere, right? But brilliant, yeah.
But the traditional view of cruising is that it's for retired people.
Yeah, which is completely dispelled now. I mean, I was on this. I did a beautiful Mediterranean cruise recently, and the reason I chose it was because I hadn't been to Santorini, I hadn't been to Starry Bar in Montenegro or Messina, Sicily. And I was able to do all of these places in 1 week on the Sun Princess. For every prince, there's a princess, Claire. But anyway, it was amazing. And a week of that, unpack the bag and off you go. Now, very important is that you know, or your travel agent, whoever you're booking with, knows you, because this was a perfect one for me, that there was an older demographic on the Sun Princess. Not so many things for kids, like, you know, the new Legend of the Seas, for example, just launched last week, mm-hmm. 7,600 capacity, the biggest slides in the world. So that, you know, kids like going mad, and it would be amazing for families.
For families, but not for people.
But for a relaxing
for couples
sort of Mediterranean cruise, you know, so you need to know, because there's so many wonderful brands mm-hmm. out there that you
now
need
some,
to know.
Some people have been turned off cruising because of what happened during COVID and then more recently with the hantavirus. Do you see that in the numbers coming through, or a travel agent saying to you that's having a bearing?
No, like honestly, no. And the river cruising as well has gone through the roof, right? Massive. It's only a smaller sort of a cruising, but that's also very strong here. I think as well, the thing is, right, cruises are monitored vigorously by the Central Disease Control Center. Like, they really are under so much scrutiny. And when there's something happens on a cruise ship, it just hits the media. I mean, you know, I remember the worst time I was ever sick in life, I think was I had a terrible time. It was in Egypt and I had a very bad sort of a stomach thing. 4 days, I couldn't move, you know. So I've had terrible experiences in other countries on land. I would say that, yeah, certainly, you know, wash your hands a lot, because in fact, soap is more effective against things like norovirus than, you know, the hand sanitizer stuff. So just be good. And there's medical, there's very top facilities on cruise ships. Mm-hmm. Like they have medical clinics and they've got doctors. But again, it is just become, because it's so big now, cruising. And if something happens, you know, it just, you know,
it hits the headlines. I suppose it'll turn some people off, but you're saying the core group, people who are into cruising,
absolutely.
Not going to turn
and the thing is, as I said, you know, you pack it. It's just, again, for me, I suppose it was the joy. I hadn't cruised for 3 years. It was the joy of getting on. And you know, when you sail into a new place, like you leave Athens and you sail off, next thing you're in Montenegro. And we went through the Straits of Messina. You know, it's something, a lovely occasion, a sense of occasion about cruising mm-hmm. and the way you arrive into places as well. And the music and the entertainment was fab.
So Anton Savage this morning on Breakfast was telling me about a man he saw in a documentary who had all these different pairs of trousers.
Yeah, I was identifying with that.
Were you? With
stretch
the different
pants
sizes, 34 up to, I think it was 38 or 40 maybe by the time he got to the end of the cruise.
Can I be honest with you? there were two amazing fitness centres on the Sun Princess, right? Captain Paolo Arrigo, the captain, was the slimmest looking Italian I'll ever see. And I actually went 3 days.
Well, he didn't have time to go to the buffet.
No, the gym, right? 3 days. Well, they're so disciplined. But the gym, I did, they're really brilliant. 3 days. I actually got off that Sun Princess 2 pounds lighter than what I got on. And that is as true as God.
But it is the temptation, isn't it? To overindulge all the time. Great. You're on holidays.
But there's 17, like 17 restaurants and more, like, you know, the seafood, the teppanyaki, you know, the steak by Dario. I mean, the choices were phenomenal.
Now, sometimes you do have to pay extra for the speciality restaurants, don't you? And then there's, because people think, oh, I've paid for my ticket, I'm going to get everything included. You don't. You have to pay for a drinks package. You have to pay for some of those restaurants.
So what I would say to people is, and I recommend this to loads of people, and in my article that I wrote about the cruising now that's on, I've loads of tips. But like Ryanair, book priority and always, you know, there's certain things I will always do. Book a cabin or book a balcony, right? I think that is a really good idea there. And book a premier drinks package. And that was only about 50 or something a day extra. And they had a thing.
A day?
Yeah.
It's a good bit.
But, well, yeah, you get 15 drinks. I can't remember exactly. I didn't use them all anyway.
You need to be hospitalised when you come back from the cruise.
One thing to mention, which I thought was fabulous, they have a medallion that you get when you go on. And when you walk up to one of the bars, they say, hello, Claire, how are you? Because the medallion is like, you know, chip your dog. You know, they know everything.
See, for some people, this would be an absolute nightmare if you're walking around with a medallion with your name on it.
To you, if you think you will, honestly, if you try it out, and I would really, I mean, people I know that thought that and they went and they were like, wow, they saw so much and stuff. But the medallion, wherever you were on the ship, if you were up at the top of the mast and you ordered a drink on your app, he was there in 10 minutes the drink arrived. So the technology was unbelievable.
I'm wearing a medallion. I'm eating at the buffet all day and I'm having 15 drinks.
I only had a buffet experience once because I was doing I booked the premier pack, which is so worth it. If you're a foodie and you like food, you could just go on the Princess, the Sun Princess, and you could just eat for the week. You needn't get off the ship at all. I'm serious. Like, amazing. Oh, all these great restaurants.
A listener's just back from a Caribbean cruise. 8 adults and 8 children. It was an MSC cruise. And they said it was amazing.
Great company. Absolutely. And Royal Caribbean now, as I said, they have just launched The Legend of the Seas to this amazing media flurry. I mean, it's an incredible looking ship. But I like, you know, again, the Sun Princess, I think, was 2,000 or 3,000. I'm not sure exactly, but it was perfect for me. And I love adult only pools. And, you know, there was a lot of things that ticked my box.
You're
on
a big fan then. Are you a bit of a cruise addict?
Now I am. I am again now because I kind of had, you know, because I kind of thought, you know, would I really enjoy? But I really did. And I'd like to say thanks to my friend Paul who told me I'd love it. And I did. Mm. It was great.
And so are you recommending to us then the Mediterranean cruises or the Caribbean cruises? Which ones are the best?
Yeah, because the Greek, I mean, for me, like, you know, the Greek, the Turkey, I mean, the one that I did, because I saw 4 countries, I absolutely loved it. And you know, I got to see 3 places I hadn't been before.
What was that, over the course of a week?
Yeah, over the course of a week. Santorini, which was incredible, because Santorini can be really busy. Anton was talking about Venice this morning with Simon Calder about, you know, crowds. Santorini was empty when we were there. We were so lucky. We were the only cruise ship that went. And, you know, people say, oh, dude, it was amazing, Santorini. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Starry Bar in Montenegro, beautiful and such good value. And Messina in Sicily. Oh, wow. Like, the best coffee I had. It was amazing. Like, it's old, ancient Italy and it's beautiful. Godfather stuff. It
sounds
was gorgeous.
A lovely way to see it as well. I wanted to ask you about this news that we saw today about a new survey that says trying new crisps or new flavours and new snacks is an absolute favourite for people when they're travelling. I agree with that.
Me too. I've been doing this for years.
One of the first places I go is a supermarket on my holidays to see what they have.
Came back from when I was chatting to you about Asturias, and I went into all the different supermarkets. Like in Switzerland now, in Basel, Migros. Like, they've all the different chocolate, all the different wines. The Swiss wines are really expensive. Up to €8, or, you know, just incredible value. Uh-huh. But this is a huge thing. And I even, you know, cleaning stuff as well, you know, little bags that you won't get here that are scented.
Taking it to the extreme.
Spanish and the Italians.
A lot of places have really bad crisps.
They do. There's no crisps. Like, you know, we won't mention brand names, but you know we've the best crisps in the world.
Deluxe crisps here in Ireland.
And just the salted only just don't do it at all.
No, they don't. No. But I suppose that's why they're, you know, so fit and healthy in Mediterranean countries.
Well, that's the true, olive oil everywhere. But the other stuff is brilliant. I mean, they do amazing things. Like, for example, I would say Spain there, Italy, you know, and stuff that you can buy that you just don't get here. And I think that is just great fun. Even in the supermarkets, like getting knives and clean, it's all different, and we love different stuff, don't we?
We do.
I highly recommend this. Snack away.
Ed, thanks so much. Lovely to see you as always. That is Ed Finn, and you can check out Ed online for his travel guides.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.